So for practical purposes right now, I know you try to get all your patients on studies, but how do you yourself in a non-protocol setting choose between the two drugs and what kind of schedule do you use?
Well, again, I'm lucky that right now my practice is 99% on a study. But someone could actually question the ethics of that, to be honest. But the reality is that with this data presented at ASH, I think that for the high-risk patients, the standard of care right now probably will be 5-azacitidine. Although I think that the cytabine is a drug that is as good as 5-ASA, and my experience has been extremely positive. Now, what I encounter, to be honest, when I get referrals, many times physicians will call me or will email me for advice, is that I think what's happening in the U.S. is that people have become familiar with one agent versus the other, and they have had very good experience with the cytabine or with 5-azacitidine. And as you know, it's hard for us to really many times change that type of practice because once you become familiar with one particular approach, these drugs are similar, but they're actually not identical. So what I found is that the physician probably already has some experience with one compound. And this question actually doesn't come so much from the physicians. Interestingly, most of the times this question is coming from the patients that are going to the internet and find some of this data. So I have no problems, to be honest, if someone will use the cytabine in a newly diagnosed patient with myelodysplastic syndrome. That said, for instance, there may be some specific situations where I may push more for 5-azacitidine than for the cytabine. There's nice data from the FeNO analysis that patients that have a chromosome 7 alteration actually benefited quite significantly from the use of 5-azacitidine. As you know, these patients with alteration of chromosome 7 have very poor outcomes in general in MDS. They for sure don't respond to induction chemotherapy very well either. The data with the cytabine is not so clear for the chromosome 7. So for instance, if they are calling me with a patient with a chromosome 7 alteration, I may push for that particular intervention, 5-azacitidine, in that setting. There are sometimes patients that have comorbidities in terms of renal impairment, liver impairment, and these drugs are not metabolized exactly the same way, so you could use one or the other if the patient had some type of renal dysfunction or hepatic dysfunction. So you could tailor this for different subset of patients. But right now, to be honest, I don't really push one versus the other when I get this phone call. Off protocol, I will think that the survival data will make you use right now 5-azacitidine. I think that the bottom line is that we need a randomized study to compare one versus the other. And there was a press release at us this year by the company that makes the cytabine that indeed actually they were planning to do such a study, some type of head-to-head comparative analysis of both agents. Now, I have not seen the details of the trial design. I don't know if this is a design looking just for response or survival. So there are issues that we need to look here, but that's actually will be the next logical step.
Any role for decitabine after azacitidine?
No. There's a publication from our group actually a couple of years ago where we had some patients that had actually responded to the cytabine after having quote-unquote failed 5-ASA. The truth is that when we designed the study, we did not know what were the dynamics of response to 5-ASA. So we learned that a posteriori. So basically, and this actually was updated by Dr. Silverman at ASH this year, they are showing now, first of all, that CR may not be fully associated with survival. That's actually very interesting. And also, they've shown that now you probably need to give them 6 cycles of 5-azacitidine before you see most of your responses. A lot of the patients that we treated in that decitabine intervention for patients that had failed 5-azacitidine had only received 3 or 4 cycles of therapy. So basically, I think that if those patients probably will have continued 5-ASA, they probably will have responded to the therapy. And again, although I don't have hard data, I have to tell you from my referral experience that is quite large nowadays, is that I've seen very few patients refer to me that they got 5-ASA now for like a year and a half, and then the physician at home introduced the cytabine. Or by the way, vice versa, because sometimes the doctor will start with the cytabine and then they move on to 5-ASA where there's a response. So I will not recommend that with the current data and experience that I have.